7:18 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Nord's Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, who's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Word on the street.
Streets are talking.
The streets are talking. And they're asking, where's Jeremy Kahn?
Mm-hmm.
Barbershop topic of the day. Through seven games, Ed, do you think the Ravens have proven that they can beat the Chiefs?
Not until they beat them. Sorry. I think they're a better team than the Chiefs. But this gotten to the point where even I could say, listen, I think you're a much more talented team. You won last year, you couldn't beat them. I think you should have won the first game this year against them, couldn't beat them. Until they can beat the Chiefs, that's their kryptonite right now.
See, if the Ravens hadn't played the Chiefs in the first seven games, I'd say, you know what? I believe they can beat the Chiefs. Yeah. But considering they have, and I don't want to hear the excuses, yeah, but they played them in the first game of the season. Yeah, but they played them in Kansas City. I don't care when they played them or where they played them.
No, they should have won that game.
They didn't win.
No.
So to me, the first seven games, the Ravens have proven to me that they still can't beat the Chiefs.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a problem. It's really a problem. And I'm very concerned about it because I think you have a better roster. You're a better team overall. And, like, you just can't seem to beat this team. You know, they just, I don't know if it's become psychological or what, but that they had that game. They should have won that game. And they should have won the AFC Championship last year. So until you can beat them, no, I'm not convinced.
Remember back, I think, I want to say it was the early 2000s. If not, it was the late 90s when Pedro Martinez, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, It was both the late 90s and the early 2000s. And he would pitch wonderfully. He won 3 out of 4 Cy Youngs. And the time he didn't win in those 4 years, he finished second. And he was just great. And he would just pitch great games against the Yankees, but always late, give up a base hit or a home run. And after the game, they asked him about it. He said, "The Yankees are my daddy." Remember that? Yeah. And then the Yankee fans start chanting, "Who's your daddy?"
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs are our daddy.
Apparently.
We play great games against them. We hold them tight. Hold them to 17 points. Shut them out in the second half. Home game, AFC championship game, and we still can't beat them.
Drives me crazy because you watch these games and you see with your own eyes that they look like they have the number. They can win, and they don't. It's like you mentioned that your daddy. It's like you're wrestling with your father when he's still, you know, stronger than you. And then you think you have him, and then he lets you know he's your father the last minute.
Yeah. Yeah. You're still not there yet.
No.
You march downfield, Thursday night football to open the season. Momentum is on your side. Receiver back in the end zone. You throw a strike. And his toe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hits the line. His toe.
Choice of cleats.
You just can't beat that team.
No.
The Ravens are, to me, the second best team in football.
It's pretty much what all the polls say right now.
Except for Stephen A., he has them third best.
Mm. Who's he got second, the Lions?
No, Lions are first. Chiefs are second.
Oh, wow.
According to him yesterday.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, you're going to face him again in the playoffs. The only thing you can continue to do is just keep stacking up. And, oh, by the way, the Chiefs are finalizing the deal for DeAndre Hopkins. I'm blaming Joe for that. You were the first to say it, so I'm blaming you. First person I heard say that to me
this
morning.
That makes total sense.
The first person I heard tell me was Joe, so I'm blaming Joe.
Total sense, man. World War II, those Polish guys, they were the first one to find out they were getting invaded. It's Poland's fault.
First ones.
It's all Poland's fault.
Man, I normally blame Adam Schefter. Today I'm blaming Joe LaCroix.
But if I see Adam Schefter tweet it?
I didn't see it. I heard you. Straight from you. That's going to be a problem. You know that. DeAndre Hopkins with
it's gonna be a problem.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Two Hall of Famers.
For everybody.
I think DeAndre Hopkins is a Hall of Famer. You think so?
Yeah.
Eventually.
Yeah, it's one of those things like in his era, one of the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
I think eventually he gets there. Mm. And I don't think he's done. 32 years old, I don't think he's done. I think he had a horrible quarterback situation in Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think you give him a brain, an offensive mind like Andy Reid, and a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes, all of a sudden, he's going to be productive again. They're going to figure out how to use him.
Yeah, I mean, they got a guy like Kelce taking the pressure off you. Uh-huh. You're not going to have to be the guy all the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No, I think he's got another couple of years in him.
I hate it. I hate it. So, after seven games, our barbershop topic of the day, do you think the Ravens have proven they can beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Give us a call, 410-583-1057. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coming up on 7:30 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Good morning to you, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn. We'll be back tomorrow. He's under the weather. Kim McCusick will join us in studio at 8 o'clock. But right now, want to hear from you on our barbershop topic of the day. Through seven games, do you think the Ravens have proven they can beat the Kansas City Chiefs? Let's go out to Connor in Middle River. What's up, Connor?
Not much. Just wanted to call in and say, no, I really don't think that the Ravens, through seven games, have proven they can beat the Kansas City Chiefs. It's pretty much same story, different week every week. Get up. We have a lead. Give up that lead. Until we can do that, I don't think it's going to happen. You give Patrick Mahomes time at the end of the game, especially with getting Hopkins, well, not going to happen.
I agree. Hey, Connor, thanks a lot, my man. Connor joining from Middle River. Shiloh in West Baltimore. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I ain't going to say what I really want to say because it's going to turn into a whole debate, but I will say this. When you play against the Chiefs, it's like you're playing against another whole different team in the NFL. The Chiefs make the NFL look real good. I'm going to leave it right there. I don't want to debate. But what I will say is this, right? I think the Raiders can beat the Chiefs because they have beat them before. They might not beat them as many times the Chiefs beat us, but we have beat them before. But what I do know is this, right? Every time we play them, for some reason, I'm going to start at the top of this organization. For some reason, we forget how to play football, right? I know our defense has not been playing good, but how you play good all year long, and then when you go get play against the Chiefs at home in the AFC Championship, you forget how to play. So let's start with the top. Like, for instance, if Andy Reid was the coach, just can't imagine how many wins we had. I'm going to leave that right there because that's going to be a debate, right? But once again, when you play against the Chiefs, you're playing against the NFL. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Have a good day.
You have a good day too, Shiloh. Let's go on the road and get Dave. What's up, Dave?
Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you, man?
Good. I'm doing good. I do think the Ravens can beat the Chiefs. I think with our offense, I think we can beat them in a shootout if we have to.
No, Dave, let me go back to the question. I think they can. The question is, have they proven that they can?
I think so. I think so. With the way this offense is playing this year, I think so.
Okay. Beat them once in the last 5 years.
Yeah. There's that.
I mean, because if you look at the Chiefs are 9-5 against the Ravens, so they've beaten the Ravens and won five times. But that was like, 2009, 2010, 11, 12. The last since 19, the only game we won was in 21.
I'll say this again. If you tell me, do you think the Ravens could beat the Chiefs? Yeah, I think they can.
Sure, they can.
But Joe's question is, through the first seven games, have they proven that? Well, with the fact that they've played them and lost to them, no, they haven't proven that. How have they proven it? They played. See, if the Ravens were 5-2 and hadn't played the Chiefs, there's that mystique, that mythical A. We could probably beat them. I think we can beat them. We could convince ourselves of it. But considering one of the two losses is against the Chiefs, no, they haven't proven it.
Listen, lost them twice this year.
Yeah, calendar year. You're right.
Right.
Daryl in Baltimore. What's up, Daryl?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Hey, the question is, have they proven that they can beat them this year? No, they haven't proven they can beat them. But I believe in my heart, I know they can beat them. I mean, it's just, when the Chiefs step on the Ravens and Chiefs get on the field with each other, I don't fear the Chiefs. But Ravens are right in this game every time. It's just that the Chiefs been getting the breaks. Tyreek Hill, 4th-and-17, last year.
Well, hey, I believe the Ravens can win a Super Bowl, Daryl, but they haven't proven that they can. My belief and what's actually happened are two different things.
Yeah, I agree with that, but until you do it, you have to do it. But
that's my point.
I don't fear the Chiefs. I believe they're going to beat them. And they're
Daryl, you're answering questions that we hadn't asked. Nobody asked if you feared them. Nobody asked if you think they could. We ask, have they proven? What have they done on the field to prove? I don't fear the Chiefs either. I think the Ravens can beat the Chiefs. However, that's not the question.
No, I think the Panthers could beat the Chiefs if the moon, you know, if the stars are aligned, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah. You know? Have they proven that they can beat the Chiefs? West Baltimore, Troy. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's going on?
Hanging in there, man.
Good morning to all of y'all.
Morning.
Yeah, it's kind of after the first game, the complexity of the game, right? You got to look at it from that standpoint to now. You know, it's hard to say they prove they can beat the Chiefs because they beat us, okay? But if you look at that game
mm-hmm.
versus the AFC Championship game,
mm-hmm.
we can beat them. We can beat them. I came away from that first game more convinced than any time we ever played the Chiefs, any time, because we self-destruct in that game.
So,
we sell.
Yeah, we do. That's right. And they did it again in September. Like, why do you think, if that's what you see, that they can beat the Chiefs? Because they haven't done it.
See, if someone called and said to me, let me just give you a counter, you know, because as attorneys and all that, the attorneys sometimes have to prove things that they don't believe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So if you called and said, yeah, they lost to them head-to-head the first game of the season, but if you look at what the Ravens and the Chiefs have both done in the last five games, to me, the Ravens have proven they can beat the Chiefs. I don't believe that,
mm-hmm.
but that's more rational than you saying, I think they can.
Especially if you're going to give the caveat that we always beat ourselves or we shoot ourselves in the foot. That's exactly why I'm worried. They have the games in hand against them, and you don't win.
Let's go to Greg in Baltimore. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing, bud?
All right. So, actually, Rob, you kind of took what I was about to say, but not exactly. But, like, in a sense of have the Ravens proven they can, I probably would actually say, yeah, because if you like, yes, one of their two losses was to the Chiefs,
uh-huh.
but it was on a last-second touchdown with a toe that went out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
So that's first. And second, this version of Lamar and Henry that we have right now in week seven, or really weeks three through seven, is not the same version that we had week one when we played them.
There you go, Greg. Make me believe it, Greg. Greg, thank you, man. Make me believe
That's better.
Make me believe it. That's an argument.
There you go.
The version of the team now versus the version of the team the first 2 weeks, yeah, hell right. Damn right. We proven we can beat them. Yeah. I don't have to believe it, but, you know, give me an argument.
Yeah. There you go.
Let's go to San Antonio and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob, and I got four more months here. I can't wait to go back home, man. As far as the question goes, no, we can't. Our defense is too suspect right now, Rob. All it would take is one mistake. I mean, I definitely believe it would be a shootout, but I think our defense has to improve at least to get close to Kansas City level. And that's all I got on that.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for the call, man. Roberto in Bowley's Corners. What's up, Roberto?
What's up, guys? Good morning. I think the Ravens have proved so far that they can beat the Chiefs this year, but the only thing they haven't proved yet this year is that they can't beat themselves.
Okay.
Every game, like so far this year, they always have these penalties and always, you know, certain things that come up that, you know, clock management and everything that they still take it out of their own way.
Yeah.
That's the one thing so far that they proved this year. The offense is clicking, probably the best in the NFL, top one or two, hands down. But they still can't get out of their own way with all these simple mistakes and clock management.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate the call, Roberto. Let's go, Mike in White Plains. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, fellas? You know what I think, man? For whatever reason, when the Ravens play Kansas City, they change the game plan. Everybody else, they run the ball on, they do this, they do that. They play Kansas City, and suddenly Lamar wants to drive back and throw the ball. It just seems like the game plan changes. You know, that's not the same team we've been watching all season long when they played them for whatever reason.
Mike, you know what? You know what I equate that to? I agree with you, first of all. But I almost feel like, you know, the coaching staff is saying, you know what, let's beat Andy Reid at his own game. Instead of just winning the game, instead of trying to beat the Chiefs, it feels like they're trying to beat Andy Reid.
And they can't do it. They can't do it. They got to play their game. Do not play Kansas City's game. You play your game, you win the game. Thanks, Dick McCall, man.
Thank you, Mike. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello, yeah, man. That boy Jeremy Kahn, boy, he ducking, man. Man, Rashawn looking for him. It's like, nah. But hey, I'm gonna be honest with y'all, right? We could beat the Chiefs, right? Because we know what the offense can do, but what get under my skin, right, and I can't get mad at what people say is, oh, it's going to be a shootout. Don't nobody want to be in no shootout with Kansas City, especially when the refs on their side, you feel me? But I feel like, I'm going to keep saying it every day, our defense right now, and I don't even care if the coach say I'm a flip-flop or whatever, our defense is trash right now. This ain't the Ravens defense that we used to always see back in the day, three and out. Zach Orr said we was going to be physical. I ain't seen nothing physical yet. It seems like we soft out there. But
I don't know about that. I don't know. Hey, Trippy, come on, dude. I mean, Kyle Hamilton should have had a flag for defenseless receiver. Roquan had two blow-up hits. I don't know about that.
Dude's ankle inside out.
I don't know about that, Trippy.
Let me say something real quick, though, right? Only reason why I'm saying that, because you see, every time I say something, look, they start balling out.
I got
you. I'm going to be honest with you. Defense trash this week. I think Nick Chubb's going to run all over us this week. I think Jameis Winston going to throw 500 yards on us this week. I want to see the defense step up. You see what Marlon Humphrey been doing. So, you know what I mean? But, hey, I really called in, right, because I called Joe, and that's crazy Joe ain't giving me my shout-out, because when I called, I told Joe the news that D-Hop got traded, you feel me, but, you know. But it's crazy, though, man. Whoever that GM is, he lucky I ain't calling for the shovel, because I would have gave him a shovel. How you going to trade D-Hop to a team that's trying three-peat, right?
Yeah.
But you might even try to give us Derrick Henry last year. Like, that's crazy. But, hey, y'all have a good Wednesday. I talk to y'all tomorrow, bro.
All right, man. That is crazy. How do you get Kansas City something? You're in the same conference. I guess Tennessee feels like we ain't going to win. What we get?
Just have Joe took a stray.
For no reason. No reason. This is drive by Joe.